Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Man, Carly Simon, David Crosby and Jimmy Webb singing In My Room by Brian Wilson. Yes, man, we'll have some of that. 0344 499 1000. Now, before the show started tonight, we caught someone. My sister messaged me and said, you got to turn on Channel 4 now. It's Battle of the Super Eaters. And I think someone had mentioned it maybe earlier in the week. If you saw it, 0344 499 1000. Give us a call. I kind of had it on and I was looking at it, and I was also prepping the show, and Katie arrived, and so I didn't get to see as much of it as I wanted, but I'm going to watch it all in its entirety because it's incredible. We got one of the stars of the show, a young guy called Kyle Gibson. Evening, Kyle.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very, very well. Thank you very much indeed. Tell us what is a super eater?
It's somebody that can eat an incredible amount of food and normally very fast.
What am I right that you were trying to eat in one of the bits I saw?
Yeah.
There was a huge fry up and a roast dinner and then a load of sandwiches as well. It was more than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was basically the entire menu at a restaurant.
Yes, man, fantastic. And you didn't do it in the 30 minutes, but you did it in about 40 minutes.
Yeah, it was about 44 minutes. 30 minutes was quite ambitious.
When I saw it stacked up, I thought a day was quite ambitious, but you managed to. Kyle, I wouldn't normally ask, but I missed it on the show if it was mentioned. How old are you? Because you looked quite young.
20.
20. And yeah. How did you get into this?
I've been doing it sort of 4 years now. There was like a man versus food competition.
Yeah.
It was just a giant like container of ice cream. And I remember coming first in that.
Yeah.
Out of like four or five people, and just think, from that day, it kind of clicked.
And does your family not think? Because I'm not guessing. It is quite dangerous, isn't it? You know, sometimes you can be eating 10,000 calories in 30 minutes. Are your family not worried about your health? Are you not worried about your health?
No, I mean, when I do the challenges, it's a very small part of my life.
Right.
The other sort of 6 days of the week, I'm really healthy, I'm really active. I'm always getting checked by the doctors, getting my blood taken, so I'm quite a safe person.
And you're a slim fella as well.
Yes, I wear like 9 or 10 stone.
Well, I don't. The maths doesn't compute. Catherine is just joining my co-host. We've got Kyle on the
Hi,
line.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, how's it going?
How do you stay slim? Are you exercising? Are you just not eating for the other 6 days?
No, I'm in the gym pretty much 7 days a week, lifting heavy weights. I've got a really active job, so I'm always on my feet.
Right.
And then it's just a good diet after that. You don't starve yourself. You don't do anything crazy like that. You go back to a normal, sensible diet.
It says here you managed to eat 11 Belgian chocolate waffles in under 9 minutes, which is 6,000 calories. Dear God, man.
That was quite enjoyable.
Good. This is the thing, man, because I saw that full English breakfast and the roast dinner and the sandwiches and the two desserts.
That was 10,000 calories.
That was 10,000, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the whole menu of the restaurant, basically. I'm glad you're enjoying it, but there must be moments where there was with that meal in particular, where you hit the wall.
Yeah.
And you just, it becomes, that's, listen, anyone can eat a lot of food, but it's carrying on eating once you hit that wall. That's your skill.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's getting to the point where you're starting to get full and then just continuing.
Have you ever had any embarrassing moments where your body has decided to, well, you've puked up at the table. Have you ever done that?
Or shit yourself.
Oh, my God.
Either or.
No, I've never been sick doing a challenge. I've only ever been sick once. And that was actually like 5 hours after doing a challenge.
Right, so no connection then.
No, and it was ice cream.
Right. Oh, well, that's dairy. A lot too much dairy is going to make you puke.
I think that was the problem. It was very chocolatey. And I don't know what happened. I literally got back in the house after doing a challenge and my body was like, yeah, I don't want this anymore.
How did the show come about? I know you've got a YouTube channel, haven't you? And we're going to give that a plug in a bit. So, boys and girls, dear listener, get your pen and paper ready because Carl's got an amazing YouTube channel. Did the producers of the show just get in touch with you through that and say, do you fancy being in this?
I think somebody saw a post that I did on, I think it was on Facebook or something.
Right.
And then from that, they obviously found my channel and kind of they saw some of the stuff that I'd been doing. And then from then, I got talking to the director.
Yeah.
And then I think it was like a week later, I was filming with them for it.
Now, you're in this show, and I've not seen the end, but feel free to give spoilers. I am going to watch it over the weekend. Yeah. In this show, you're kind of seen, at this. There's three of you, that you're kind of seen as the underdog.
Yeah.
There's Leah, a young woman, Leah Shukheva. And the guy that's seen as the big daddy is Beard Meets Food.
Yeah.
And he is currently the UK's number one super eater. Can you beat him?
I don't think I could beat him, but I could probably, go alongside him and at least match him. I don't think I'd be able to beat him. He is really, really good.
What makes him so good? Why is he so good?
I think just his experience. He's been doing it years and years and years now. And he's done a lot more challenges than me. He's done major contests.
Yeah.
He's got that experience that I don't have.
What are these major contests and what ones have you been in?
I'll mainly do stuff like little restaurant challenges and some kind of homemade ones, but he's doing like actual competitions where there's a lot of money involved.
Yeah, wow.
So it'll be like, you've got Nathan's Hot Dogs. I don't think he's doing that one, but he's doing similar things.
Yeah.
But he's definitely known as the top dog.
I love this. Honestly, I think this is brilliant. I'm saying, but my boys who are 7 and 9, when they come and stay with me, their favourite programme to watch, and we can watch 4 or 5 of these in a row, is Man Versus Food.
Yeah.
We prefer it when Adam hosts. I'm talking to a Man Versus Food connoisseur, obviously. We preferred the first couple of seasons when it was Adam hosting it. He had to leave because of health issues. And then Casey comes in and takes over. What do you reckon to Casey? You could probably beat him, couldn't you?
Yeah, he's not a competitive eater. Adam was the man.
He was, wasn't
Adam
he?
Was the daddy.
I'm so glad. And I heard that sigh. It's like, yeah, Casey fails on so many things, and I think I could do that.
I was going to say you've shown me that program about 4 times, yeah. And in each one he's bottled it at the end.
Yeah, he does do
I've never seen it on TV. I've always seen it like on YouTube or on Facebook where he's attempting something. And I just watch it and I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay.
He seems to struggle with... honestly, I cannot tell you, Kyle, how good it is to chat with someone who's actually seen this and knows what I'm talking about, as isn't one of my kids. He seems to struggle with the spicy stuff. That's where he really comes a cropper. And there's generally, every other week, there'll be one where it's like ghost chilies are mixed up in a sauce or something. How do you deal with the hot stuff?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Really? That's your weakness? Is it your kryptonite?
That's probably the one thing I couldn't do. Is spicy. Well, I could probably do it, but I would like instantly regret it.
Yeah, that's the tough thing. Carl, I don't know if you know, but I was on a television, very popular television series called "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here."
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yes, mate. And I did an eating challenge. I ate some scorpions.
Oh, wow.
I ate some camel's brains. I had a worm and cockroach smoothie. And
okay.
I ate a pig's vagina.
Oh.
Would you ever eat a pig's vagina?
Is
a question.
I mean, I would give it a go, you know.
The thing is, he's a competitive eater. He couldn't just have one.
No,
that sounds like a flatline.
The pig's vagina was all right. It was the camel's brain. That was the one. Even thinking about it now, I can feel it. I can feel my throat tightening up. That was horrible. I think you're brilliant, Carl. And what is your ambition? Is there a world championships? Is that where you're heading for at some point?
I mean, I definitely would like to travel to America and do some of the big contests that are over there.
Yeah.
Because that's where, like, some of the really big, famous people are. And also, that's where the big money is. But I think I'm just really enjoying doing the sort of traveling in England and...
Good.
Getting records and just having a bit of fun.
Good. What do your friends think? Do you think... Because if you were my friend, I think you were the coolest guy on the planet.
Mainly my friends at work, they're just kind of amazed every time I do a challenge and I post it on Facebook. Yeah, that was absolutely incredible.
Wait till you... Are you working tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Mate, you're famous now. You've been on telly. You wait till you go in tomorrow. It's going to be a whole new level of admiration for you.
People cheering.
What's the next one? Where have you got one lined up?
It's going to be actually this Saturday.
Yeah?
I'm going to be doing a Yorkshire pudding eating contest.
Yorkshire pudding eating contest. Now, because I like a Yorkshire pudding, but they can be a bit dry. How many have you got to do? What's the time? What are the rules?
You have 3 minutes, I do believe. And it's basically the first person that finishes the most.
Okay. And what size are they? Are they like Aunt Bessie's size?
Yeah, little Aunt Bessie's.
Mate.
I could chug a few of them.
Oh, mate. I want to. I think I beat you at that. I've had years of experience at eating Yorkshire puds.
You get gravy as well, so that helps.
You say that again?
You get gravy.
Oh, you get gravy, so they're moist.
Oh. Yeah.
And how many do you reckon you can do?
I'm going to go for 40 plus.
Flipping it.
And do you have to do them one at a time, or can you kind of stack them up and then crush and squash them?
To be honest, from what I've seen from like the past version, I think you can pretty much do whatever you want. So you can dunk them all, you can scrunch them up.
You don't want too much juice, do you? Because that's going to fill you up.
No, well, I don't think that would make too much difference to me.
Okay. See, my technique, and I'm going to watch the video with this when he does it. See, my technique, get 5, squash them together flat, drop a gravy, dip them in the gravy. Om, 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 om. Next one, 5, squash them flat, dip them in the gravy.
I've seen a similar technique used very early days of competitive eating that I was aware of with hot dogs, and they would just like, they'd separate them and they'd wet the buns and slip them down. Whop. And then down go the sausages whole. Is that standard practice, Kyle?
Yeah, that's quite a normal thing to do. It's quite disgusting when you do that, though.
I bet it is.
I've never done that. I have dunked bread in water. But that's when it starts to get quite unpleasant.
Carl, listen, would you mind? Could we give you a call about 10 o'clock on Monday night and see how you got on?
Absolutely, yeah.
Would that be all right?
Brilliant,
yeah. Dude, I wish you the very, very best of luck with this. Genuinely, I think you're brilliant. And we watched this show and I said, we've got to get this guy on. He's great. What's the YouTube channel, Kyle, so that people can go and have a look?
It's Kyle V Food, all one word.
Kyle, and that's the letter V, Food. Kyle V Food on YouTube.
Yeah.
Mate, we will speak to you on Monday. I'm feeling you can do this, brother. You can do this.
I'm
hoping so. Nice one, man. Thank you so much for coming on at short notice, Kyle, and we'll speak to you on Monday.
No problem. Thank
Cheers,
you very
mate.
Much.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Kyle.
What a nice guy.
Kyle V Aunt Bessie.
I like him. I think he can do it. That stuff he packed away in that show was insane. I liked him. Humble, down-to-earth, young guy. And when he goes into work tomorrow, he's been
legend.
He's a legend. Kyle, mate, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Check out Kyle V Food on YouTube. It's some cracking stuff on there. And we'll speak to you on Monday. Put that in your diary, please, because I always forget. This is the Late Night Alternative. It's a strange one tonight, but I like it. Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boys.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000. I don't care about what Joe Brown said. Don't care. Don't care. Isn't it funny? Lulu and Chris, we'll come to you in a second. We, so much anger and passion and righteousness is manufactured by us being told what we're supposed to care about.
Yeah.
The Joe Brown thing. Couldn't care less. I couldn't care less. I've been thinking about it, obviously, because it's everywhere and I've fallen into that kind of machine. I couldn't care less. I haven't quite formulated my thoughts on it because I'm not that bothered about it. It's percolating away at the back of my brain.
Do you know what? I haven't been able to because I was trying to hear it in the context that it was delivered, right? Rather than in the context of people who are desperate to make me furious about something that I didn't have an opinion on when I woke up this morning. So I would like to know what the context was, and I get the feeling that it's
gone now. You won't know. It's like BBC taking it down. But I really don't care. But we're told it's this binary thing that I think Twitter is, if it's not responsible for, it's certainly amplified. This binary thing. You either support her in what she said or you do not support her in what she said. That's it. Mm-hmm. Those are the two options. No room for nuance. There's no room for shading. There's no room, certainly no room for changing your mind. There's no room for saying I don't care, because you have to care about this thing because you are told you have to care by the front page of the newspapers and by angry people on Twitter on both sides. There's no room for consideration. I tweeted because I was bored. A lot of snowflakes being triggered by this Joe Brand thing. Some people extrapolated from that was some form of tacit or oblique or even overt support for Joe Brand. Wasn't. I was just using the language that some people use when people on the left get upset. Snowflakes, you're a snowflake, you're triggered. Don't use it so much now. It's kind of going out of fashion, actually. But I was just throwing it in there. It was like I was throwing a stone in a dirty puddle to see what the ripples would look like.
Yeah.
And the ripple, you know, when you throw a stone in the puddle, you know what the ripples are going to look like. They're going to be small and they're going to grow out and out and out. And I knew what the ripples would look like, and I was correct. But people, why are you defending her? You shouldn't be defending her. She's inciting violence. All of these things. I wasn't defending her. I've not given any opinion on the actual thing because I haven't formulated my opinion. You also have to have an opinion now. You have to have an opinion now. This is partly why this show doesn't do so well with listeners compared to other shows, because we're not that binary opinionated. Well, we've got Steve. We've got Steve from London, who's for what Joe Brand. But then we've got Lucy from Doncaster. Now you're against it. Why don't you two go and fight now and entertain us?
I didn't hear anyone talking today who'd actually heard it in its original form.
No.
But lots of people having opinions on something they haven't heard.
You might listen to it in the whole context of the piece and still be angry with it.
Well, it's on a show called Heresy, so that would suggest that it's things that you shouldn't say. But yeah. I don't know. I'm making assumptions.
I've heard Heresy. It's not really my cup of tea. I like Victoria Coren Mitchell. I think she's good. I've worked with her years ago now. She wrote on a few things that I was doing. And she's a really nice person.
I don't think a comedian saying something outrageous is the same as a politician saying something outrageous.
No. No, it's just different. Oh, also, I've worked with Joe Brown a couple of times. What a delightful human being. I was terrified when I met her. I thought she's going to, you know, bite my head off. No, charming, really sweet, really, really softly spoken. Again, it's not in any way a defence of what she said. I don't care. That's the thing. I really don't care. But it was a phone in on when I was listening on the way home, listening to another station last night. Mm-hmm. It was phone in all day today. James was doing it for Nigel Farage was on here, was on his show banging on. I don't really care, you know. I don't really care. BBC can't sack her because she doesn't work for the BBC.
Yeah, but they've missed that bit out.
That's the point.
BBC can't sack her. The arrogance of it. No, she doesn't work.
Calls for the BBC to sack her are being ignored.
She's not got a regular radio slot on a BBC station like other people have in the past.
Let me fill you in on that. It's BBC bashing season. It's BBC bashing season, partly because our boss doesn't want a BBC. Daily Mail doesn't want a BBC and haven't for a long time. The whole licence fee thing, which is not quite what it seems, because it was dumped on the BBC's thing 5 years ago by David Cameron, you know, and the BBC have now said, right, well, the government formally paid for the over 75s, and the BBC said, we can't afford 200 million quid a year. So it's a whole different thing. Not expressing an opinion on that, but it's BBC bashing season. So now there's two stones to bash them with at the same time, licence. But we pay our licence fee and old people can't get the free licence fees and Joe Brand takes a salary. Well, no, she doesn't take a salary. She'll take a freelancer's. She would have probably got paid 500 quid for being on that show, 400 quid for being on that show, which is a fair whack for an evening's work, but she might not work again for another month. You know, she's I don't remember last time I saw her on telly. I don't remember. I think she had a series a little while ago.
She does a spin-off for the Bake Off on Channel 4.
Oh, there you go. All right, fine.
You know, but that's her job. She's her own boss.
Yeah. It's weird.
But it'll be someone else next week. This is the thing.
Yeah, it'll be. Here's my concern. We put out a funny video today of something I did on the show yesterday. It's funny. Me talking about how I'd react if a bank robbery took place. And by the way, really helps if you see these videos on Twitter or Facebook. Really helps me and Kath and our job in this show if you retweet them. It just the more views we get, just the little bit safer we are. But it's about me foiling a bank robbery by pulling out a secret gun and shooting people and possibly killing some people. And I'm watching it thinking, I felt a little uncomfortable with it being out there. It's quite tame, actually, considering some of the stuff. I felt uncomfortable with it being out there in light of this whole Joe Brand thing, you know, with things being... Once it's out there, it's out of your control. And a story, and I've been in a couple of stories that are kind of spun out of control, only a couple. And I'm just thinking, oh God, there's me saying I'm going to shoot people. You know, and it's fine.
But it's such a ridiculous scenario.
Exactly. Of course it is. But there is always the possibility that someone is going to pick up on something I say. So I suppose it's helped, you know, that the Danny Baker thing, the Andy Partridge thing, the Joe Brand thing, it's made me a little bit more conscious of what I'm saying, well, what I'm tweeting, maybe not what I'm saying, because when we do the radio show, it just comes out, you know, the speed that we come up with stuff and it just comes out. Anyway, I'm wittering on. Let's take some calls. Let's go. Chris will come to you in a second. Let's go to Lulu. Good evening, Lulu.
Good evening.
Good evening. Is this not, it's not the actual caller. It's not the pop singer, Lulu, is it?
No.
Good. Good. Can't stand her.
I can't shout anyway.
What can we do for you, Lulu?
I was just ringing up because for the past 2 years I've just been laying there listening to you both, trying to get to sleep, and I think you're up. Wonderful.
I thought you were phoning up to complain. Saying,
will you please be quiet?
I've not had sleep for 2 years because of you Muppets.
Oh, God, no.
Button it.
That's it. I stay awake, which is my problem.
Oh. Doesn't she sound like... who's the naughty lady? Who's not been very well recently? Came to our show in Bath. Carol.
Oh, yes.
She sounds a lot like Carol. Have you heard Carol? She's not called in for a while, Lulu.
No, well, I probably have, actually.
She sounds like her, doesn't she? Isn't that funny? So is there anything you want, Lulu, or just want to phone up and be in our gang?
Well, I want to be in your gang.
You're in.
And to mention, apparently, it's Chat to a Stranger Day tomorrow.
Chat to a Stranger Day. Only if you're over 18 years old, guys.
Well,
we don't want
know.
Any kids going up to strangers and chatting to them.
Well, it's just an anti-loneliness campaign.
Okay.
So They were kind of saying that people even jump on buses just to strike conversations or because they're lonely and stuff. So I thought, I'm going to have fun on the train tomorrow on the way to Blackpool.
Are you going to be the chatter or the one that is chatted to?
I am always the chatter.
Really? You're a bit talkative.
Well, I've been out of the... I've been out of sorts lately, so I don't go out all that often.
Yeah.
So when I can strike up a conversation, I'll have one.
Oh, good.
But you're in the right place for that, because up north, people will talk back to you. Here, they'll shuffle away very uncomfortably.
Yeah, because I've got an example of that. I moved down to Milton Keynes 36 years ago now, and I'm still looked on as a stranger.
Oh, right, OK.
That sounds just like my mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was funny because one of my friends was at the bus stop and we were going for a test tube baby treatment at the time. And I was chatting to her about it and someone said, she said to me, "How's your IVF treatment going then, Lou?" So I said, oh no, she said, "How's your HIV treatment going?"
The
whole of the queue kind of took about 3 steps back. And I went, "It's going all right, love, but it's actually IVF treatment."
There you go.
And they all stepped back.
So would you say, did it work, by the way, your IVF treatment?
No.
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, it was years ago, and we saved up and we thought, we'll kick ourselves if we don't try.
Yeah, you got to
have
a go.
And we just had one attempt because it was very pricey, and there wasn't any free IVF treatment or anything.
So but, would you say, Lulu, that you get lonely?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I did a few voluntary jobs and things like that, but sometimes I kind of get a bit knocked for six. I have a fatigue thing going on sometimes.
Right, okay.
So what I tend to do is sit at home and make silly hats and doodle. And I did the Heart for Manchester this year where all of us crafters just made hearts and they hung them up for Manchester for anniversary of the arena bombing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. That's brilliant.
Oh, I love it, though. I mean, everybody says, oh, aren't you good and everything, but it's just so lovely to be part of something so beautiful, you know, like, so
right.
I'm happy with that.
Right, because not everyone knows the etiquette for starting up a conversation, you know, some people are a bit shy to do it. So just stay there. Keith?
Hello.
Hello, Keith.
Oh, hello. Hi, you two.
Hi, Keith. Now, Keith.
Hello.
Right, you're sat on a train.
Is this sort of an imagery thing?
No, you're actually sat on the train. You're not 150 metres away from it. You are sat on a train, and Lulu is you're going to Blackpool, and Lulu's just about to sit down next to you, okay?
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Hiya. I'll just move me newspaper out the way. How are you doing?
Hiya, Lulu.
You don't
know what her name is? Are you Psychic Sally?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
You're
thinking about some programs I'm trying to recommend.
All right, well, don't do that. Act natural.
So you're just sat on a train, Keith, minding your own business, OK?
Oh, OK.
And
I'm going to get this terribly wrong. I can feel it.
And here we go.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Shall I move my newspaper out of the way so you can sit down?
If you don't mind, if I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, no, you're not disturbing me. You're in for a very, very
kind of
waffly ride, matey.
Sorry?
I'm a chatterbox. Pleased to meet you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you from Greater Manchester?
No, I'm from Blackpool originally.
All right, yeah, not far from me. It's nice to speak to somebody so local.
Oh, that's nice. I'm coming from Milton Keynes. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Manchester, down
One
to London.
One of my favourite places in the world.
Sorry?
One of my favourite places in the world.
That's good, yeah. Milton Keynes, it's a good stop-off place to get into London, you know, with train-wise.
That's about all it's got going for it, actually.
You're right. It's very. I met my wife, who was teaching in Milton Keynes some 20 odd years ago, and it felt sterile then.
Well, it's all right. Once you start to fit in, it's all right.
Yeah, lots of roundabouts. I seem to remember.
Yeah, lots of roundabouts and concrete.
And not many people seem to be walking about.
Oh, there are now, because the bus fares have gone up.
OK. But, what we used to do was, we went into London, you know, get the train into London rather than paying the higher fares. That was a long time ago.
Nice one.
Yeah. OK, I hope I'm doing all right with this.
You're warming me up for tomorrow, so I'll be quite happy talking to anybody when I get on the train.
Oh, that's good.
So thank you very much.
You take care.
You too, Don.
Hello.
Poisey.
Chatting?
I don't know.
Oh, right. sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Lulu.
Oh, Lulu, right. Oh, well, Lulu, I'd just like to give you a couple of tips. Do you enjoy TV, drama?
Yes, I do, yes.
Right, are you... Do you have Sky?
Not at the moment, because the box has gone.
Ah, right. when you get it fixed, look out for a series called Chernobyl.
Oh, it's brilliant. I've watched the first one, so, yeah, we're looking forward.
Oh, right, you watched it? Oh, yeah, it's really...
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Brilliant.
BBC-wise, not much good drama, but at the moment there's one on called The Looming Towers, BBC Two on a Friday night.
Oh, OK, I've been watching Years and Years. That's been fantastic.
Yeah, what, have you seen The Looming Towers?
No, but Years and Years is good, if you can catch up with that.
No, I've not seen that. Right.
Oh, it's good.
Well, Looming Towers, it's the last episode tomorrow, but it's the 3 years before 9/11.
Oh, yeah, I saw the previews.
And the sort of juxtaposition between the CIA and the FBI. Yeah.
Looking at this soundtrack's a bit heavy, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's good TV. Good drama. Alec Baldwin has a small part.
As I say, steady on, he won't like you. You're saying things like that.
True, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but it's good. But Chernobyl, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Got to be careful, Chernobyl fall off. Keith, thank you for those tips. Luli, thank you very much indeed. There we go. You can have conversations with strangers. Who knows where they're going to end? 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are
Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.